a good sweep there, and it was a good to see your team have to play a full game in that second game. I know maybe not happy how things transpired in the second game at the end, but overall they found a way to come back and pick up a couple wins here this afternoon.
Yeah, I'm very happy for the two games that we played. The first game was a run ruled. We were hitting the ball really, really well. We were seeing the ball really well the first game. And second game, their pitcher was kind of slowing down a little bit. And we struggle with timing sometimes, especially with the slower pitchers. So, I mean, that's just something we need to work on. And, first game, honestly, I think that's probably the best defensive game I think we've ever played since I've been here. I mean, we had to move for grounders, and, they weren't just right at us. It was a good defensive and offensive game. And, that second game, the girls did play well. They just started – Elkhart just kind of started hitting the ball a little bit more. And since we were doing so well offensively, it was able to, make us actually play defense and, see what the girls are going to do in a situation when somebody's hitting the ball. Because, Holcomb on Friday is going to hit the ball. Colby next Friday is going to hit the ball. So, it's kind of nice to see that where the girls are going to – what the girls are going to do when they're exposed to that.
Well, and that one thing today as well, the wind was a big factor maybe at times, and I thought your team did a great job of fielding those pop flies or fly balls, and the wind can play dividends in that and can be a factor in that, but I thought you guys did a good job of adjusting to the wind.
I feel like the outfielders did struggle with the wind a little bit, and they're young. We have a young outfield, and they did do a lot better about adjusting to each hitter. That was something that we talked on and worked on a little bit, because not all the girls are going to hit the ball the same. And I've been trying to teach them to adjust, and they definitely did do that. We just need to kind of work on adjusting to the wind and getting a good clean throw into the infield instead of just throwing it in. So
I thought a couple of players really did a good job of hitting the ball today, especially at the Mandalara. She was just one fly ball away from not being out at all today, and I thought she did a good job hitting the ball in the 9 and 8 holes there from game one and game two. And I thought Macy Price really continued to her solid hitting, and she was close to a home run. Lindy was close to a home run today, and I don't know if they need to eat their Wheaties or not, because if they can do that, eat their Wheaties or whatever, they can get that over the fence.
they saw the ball really well today, and maybe I do need to eat some Wheaties or something like that. But honestly, my real opinion is that we need to get into a routine of playing ball. Like, we've been so much on and off of weather not letting us play on later in the week, and I think if we would actually play four games in a week, I think that will kind of start falling with it. It's one of those things that it's kind of hard for us to get into a routine when we've had so many days off, and there's only so many hitting drills, so many defensive drills that we can do before the girls start getting tired of it. I mean, I've been trying to switch it up, but it's just kind of like you need to start playing games and get that experience in.
Well, it looks like the next few days you're actually going to, weather permitting, I think you should be able to get outside and practice anyway and get ready hopefully for a game on Friday here at home against Holcomb. And Holcomb's a big league team, probably could be one of the favorites along with Scott City and maybe even Colby as well, and maybe even Ulysses. Can't ever count out Ulysses either in that, because they split with Holcomb. But good opportunity to get some good competition on Friday here at home.
Oh yeah, for sure. I want the weather to be perfect this week. I'm tired of having to decide of whether it's indoor or outdoor practice. Are we playing? Are we not playing? And, our league there isn't just one team in our league that's very dominant this year. I think when we all start playing each other, it's going to be kind of a close game all the way through. So, I'm excited to start playing some league games, and, I'm excited to see where we're at for the season. It's still kind of early to tell, what kind of team we are still.
Well, it should be hopefully a good – it would be a fun doubleheader on Friday if we're able to get it in here, but we need to find one of those domes that you can put up that's wind-resistant in the next 72 hours, and maybe we'll get it in here.
Yes, can we get that, a donation by Friday?
Yeah.
Put it up?
Yes. Coach Aaron Myers joining us here. Lady Beavers 6-0 after the sweep of Elkhart here today. Coach, as always, thank you for the time, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Thanks, Adam.